what a spot for an e-tournament. Generally, they stay at home and play online against other schools. Chris, that's what I call good scheduling, having a tournament down in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
No kidding, no kidding. Yeah, it's crazy. You know, if you look around in Las Vegas, you'll find that that esports are starting to take over. The Luxor is about to open a space. Caesars is about to open a space. You have Millennial Esports Arena down here. They're attracting a lot of live events, and the Mountain West event, the collegiate event that we're going to participate in, is no different.
All right, so what exactly is this event that starts today, in fact?
Okay, so it is the Mountain West Collegiate Esports Championships. It's Boise State versus UNLV in three games on Saturday morning in Cox Arena. It's going to be a big spectacle. We've got a couple of days of friendlies. They're not so friendly. between the schools starting today in the Strip View Room at Thomas & Mack. But we are going to compete for the first ever Collegiate Esports Championship.
You coach this team.
Yes.
And I saw your, I don't know, looked like an Andy Reid kind of play sheet.
Yeah.
You kind of passed it along in these friendlies. You're not going to go all out, are you? You're not going to show them all your A moves, are you, in this thing?
No, no. We're going to show a few things, like your first 10 plays in any football game. We're going to test some things. We're going to see if the vulnerabilities that we have scouted are actually there. We're going to run a couple things against them just to see if our you know, expectations are correct, and then we'll capitalize on those on Saturday.
Okay, I want to get to the scouting, but first I feel like I got to continue to set up the you have three games. So what are the three games, and how exactly do you claim this championship?
So it is we're going to play three of our teams versus three of their teams in League of Legends, Rocket League, which is cars playing soccer. You'd be good at that, I'm just saying. And Overwatch, which is right now the most popular game in collegiate esports. And the winner of the most of those head-to-head matchups is gonna win that trophy.
So how many players are we talking about on a side? So people give an idea how many students are down here from Boise State. How many do you have, and how many play in each game?
Believe it or not, we had the same travel setup as every other Mountain West basketball team, where we could bring up to 15 total students and up to 7 staff, along with that 22 total to travel, and we brought 15. We have backups in two of the games that, depending on the skill set that we want to put out there, we'll start different people in different spots. But yeah, we brought 15.
Now, I want to go back to that scouting thing. You said we want to test to see what we scouted has worked out. How do you go and get film on how UNLV plays video games and know their tendencies and things along those lines?
Well, the great things about video games is that they do a really good job of record keeping. Some of the games you can actually watch the replays, slow them down in the game itself. Other times we scout on Twitch or any live event that they've had. And we look very closely at what the players are doing, what they're practicing, because their records through those games are public.
So you know who each, I don't know, is there a man? Does each person have their own man that's out there? I mean, you would know that Chris has one of them, I have one of them, so you can
look and
see the tendencies of that person. They have to tell you who's playing each person?
A great example is in League of Legends, we have a top laner by the name of Cole Fowler.
Okay.
And he's going up against a player called Caillou. We know the champions that he plays. We know the success rate on those champions, the kill-death rate, those kind of things. And we want to put him in the best position to dominate his lane.
Chris Haskell joining us, the BSU Esports head of that program. We got the showdown against UNLV, which starts today, although you said the Saturday is when the big where it counts,
yep.
the big playoff meeting, if you will. But for this, how do you expect it to grow? Like, this is the first year of this event. It's you just you and UNLV. Do you expect this to grow? Do you expect more teams to be here? How do you expect this to be next year and, let's say, 5 years from now?
I do. So this is really interesting. Basketball and esports tend to fit together pretty well. This is a great event. It's the perfect location and spot for a conference esports championship. So I think we're going to see other teams. Utah State and Colorado State both sent a contingent of both players, students, and faculty down. We know that there's some folks from San Diego State who are just driving over. So people are really interested. And the conference has honestly made a call to all the presidents that it's time to get in here. We're going to support it. We want to bring it around. So next year, I think that we'll have at least four teams down here for the Mountain West Conference Championships.
And how can people – you say it's at Cox on Saturday. Yep. So let's say you walk in the building. What are you going to see?
You're going to see the three games back-to-back-to-back, starting with Overwatch, then League of Legends, and then finishing with Rocket League.
But am I going to see it on a big screen?
Yeah.
I'm going to sit in bleachers? I mean, what?
You're going to sit in bleachers. The players are going to be on a stage behind really cool kind of stations that show a lot of their photos and data and stuff like that. And you're going to be able to look on the largest monitor you've ever seen, unless you've maybe been to Texas Stadium. that'd be a good place to do it. But you're going to see them, performing. You're going to hear commentators calling that play-by-play just like you do for the Broncos.
I don't know. I that would be a challenge for us, Chris. Maybe not for you.
I could study up. I could maybe try and learn these games. Now, again, Rocket League apparently is the one that I fit best with.
Oh,
so maybe I should just be the Rocket League commentator focus in on that one.
How long can you hold out the word goal?
Oof. See, that's not. I could try for maybe 15 seconds.
I think you could do it.
But that's a very Spanish way to do it. Like that's a Spanish style of play.
Oh, you're going to reinvent it. That's fine. Yeah.
That's true. It can be like John Madden. Just create my own terminology for esports. Oh. Hey, the sport is young. So, is there like a prediction? Like, what should we expect? Is there Boise State should win? Like, what is the outlook going in?
So, despite the fact that UNLV is in the process of building their program, they have a club called the 8-Bit Gaming Club that is one of the premier clubs in the U.S. They compete in everything. They're going to be brought in to the university over the next year as an official varsity scholarship program, but they have world-class players now. They have a number of alumni from that club that are professionals now. So we know it's going to be super tough. We have to play smarter and better. We've got a slight advantage because our players are used to playing in front of other people. We do it with all our home games, and they're used to playing on big stages. We've been invited to these events before. So it gives us an advantage, I think, psychologically there. We just have to be technically perfect. Rocket League is the one that we definitely have an advantage of. Overwatch is the one that we're probably not favored in as much, although I think we can take that. And it's dead even with League of Legends. So it could go either way. People who want to see it should be there.